trials for 190 people, including electoral body officials and members of the major political parties, opened in courts across the country on Monday. Lawyers from Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, are serving as the prosecutor at the trials, with attorneys with the Nigerian Bar Association providing the defense. The INEC says the trials will serve as deterrents in future elections. God Bless Otuburi, founder of the pro-democracy nonprofit Ready to Lead Africa, says civic society groups welcome the trials but hope they are not just for show.
It shows that part of the recommendation the CSO community has been making to INEC to ensure that the sanctity and the integrity of the electoral process is protected is sort of gaining ground. A bit slow, but this is a welcome development. What we want to see is beyond just the announcement of trial. It is securing conviction, and we will continue to monitor it closely and see what the end product is.
Defendants are facing charges such as vote buying, stealing and destroying election materials, disorderly conduct at election venues, willful neglect of duty, possession of firearms, and election-related violence. Such infractions are unfortunately common in Nigeria before, during, and after the polls. In last year's general elections, police say more than 20 people were killed in violence related to the elections. Emmanuel Njoku of the nonprofit Connected Development says he hopes some of the main perpetrators will be brought to justice.
One thing that will achieve the rules that will make the most impact is not just trying these faceless people. There are very popular cases that we have caught on live video threatening people not to come out to vote. If you can see such people get arrested, tried and convicted on the basis of available evidence, that in itself will go a very long way.
According to the Afrobarometer survey conducted before the polls, less than a fourth of Nigerian citizens had trust in the electoral process. Analysts say irregularities during the polls made matters worse. Otuburi says if the trial results in convictions, it could change the negative public mindset.
It's about cause and effect. If people cut away with ballot boxes, disrupt the electoral process, and they go scot-free, you reduce overall public trust. If people get involved in electoral offenses and they are tried and jailed, you begin to build public trust again. But it will not solve the age-long challenge of mistrust, but it will begin a reconstruction process.
For now, civil society organizations and observers will be watching to see what happens. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
It shows that part of the recommendation the CSO community has been making to INEC to ensure that the sanctity and the integrity of the electoral process is protected is sort of gaining ground. A bit slow, but this is a welcome development. What we want to see is beyond just the announcement of trial. It is securing conviction. And we will continue to monitor it closely and see what the end product is.
One thing that will achieve the rules that will make the most impact is not just trying these faceless people. There are very popular cases that we have caught on live video threatening people not to come out to vote. If you can see such people get arrested, tried and convicted on the basis of available evidence, that in itself will go a very long way.
It's about cause and effect. If people cut away with ballot boxes, disrupt the electoral process, and they go scot-free, you reduce overall public trust. if people get involved in electoral offenses and they are tried and jailed, you begin to build public trust again. But it will not solve the age-long challenge of mistrust, but it will begin a reconstruction process.